Hey, Robin Hilton.
Hey, Bob Boylan.
I know we've just seen each other, but here we are again. We're trying an idea out, right?
We're going to do the occasional mini All Songs Considered, just a short...
Small Songs Considered.
Yeah, Small Songs Considered, just a short, quick little hits to talk about some of the things that have captured our attention. Our regular show usually goes up on Tuesdays. This one we'll put up later in the week. This week, we put a survey up on our website asking people just to tell us what's your favorite song this week. And we got a lot of results. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the person who picked the one person who picked Pink Floyd's Time as their favorite song this week. Anything from Dark Side of the Moon is
somebody did a shout
song.
Out to Billie Holiday, which was nice because it would have been her 100th birthday this week.
But the number one song, the most popular song with our listeners, is Kendrick Lamar's King Kunta from his record To Pimp a Butterfly.
So we thought, let's dig deep into this song. There's so much to this, both beat-wise, both lyric-wise, and we have a new member of the NPR Music team.
Timotep Aku, he's been a contributor to NPR Music for a while now. He's written some first listens for us, some songs we love, and now he has joined NPR Music full-time.
Covering hip-hop, covering R&B.
And we thought we'd bring him on to help us dig deeper into this Kendrick Lamar song.
Just a warning for those with an 8-year-old in the back seat of the car, or if you're sensitive to some language, the Kendrick Lamar song has lots to say.
A lot of profanity.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of Kendrick Lamar's King Kunta, and then we'll bring Tim on to talk about it.
Hit it. I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again.
True friends. One question. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses. Oh yeah. Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams. What's the yams? My God, that bass line.
Hey, you like that, right?
Oh my God.
The first time you heard this song, Tim, what'd you think?
To me, it really struck me as Kendrick going very, very far into the lineage of funk. From P-Funk, you know, via George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, to G-Funk, you know, a sound popularized by Dr. Dre, DJ Quick, and Compton hip-hop legends like that. And it surprised me, honestly. It surprised me because Kendrick on this album has chosen to be musically adventurous and also very referential to stuff that's come prior to him. And I think no one really expected that.
You talk about he gets into funk in the sound. That is just that bass line just slays me. And great beat, but then you spend a little more time with the song, and there's some heavy stuff going on in there.
Oh, there's a lot. See, there's so many themes going on in this song, and this song's an excellent representation of the album in that same way. He's angry. It's like imagine a funk in its truest form where it has a purpose to it. It's not just music that's feel-good music, but there's a subversive message about social conditions in it. And I think he's returning to that kind of essence. It's not just funk for aesthetic sake. It's funk in that true form.
Well, let's take just the main character of the song, King Kunta.
He refers to him as King Kunta. It's Kunta Kinte, the inspiration Alex, for the story Roots.
Mm-hmm. Alex Haley's Roots. He was an enslaved African in the 18th century. Alex Haley's story is based on that. Now, the interesting nuance is that he's not Kunta Kinte who's been whipped into being Toby, right? If you're familiar with Roots or whatever. He's King Kunta. So not only is he in his original form with his African name, but he's crowned. He's regal now.
He's not the slave.
He's not the slave. King. He's the king. And I think that's an interesting kind of shift on how he's presenting himself. And I think it's also speaks to a theme in an album that deals heavily with race, how race has lived in America, and the black experience in America.
The line about the yams, help me. The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
the yams, he defines what yams are throughout the course of the song. And the yams can be anything from power, which is corrupting, And it could be anything from Power to Temptation. Like, he mentions Bill Clinton. And he talks about Bill Clinton falling victim to the yams, and that being, like, you know, for instance, the Monica Lewinsky affair, if you want to call it that. Yams plays a number of different roles in the song. He talks about Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor, who was a comedian who was at the top of his game, extremely popular, but an addict at the same time. So I think that's what yams means. I think it has a couple of different meanings.
I first thought of booty, honestly. When I mm-hmm. heard yams, I thought booty. And then I guess... partly what you're saying is it's sort of our weaknesses or our obsessions.
It's our temptations.
Yeah.
It's our vices.
Right.
Right?
They, and they can bring us down.
Exactly. Yeah. Even power in itself can be a vice. It's where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King culture. Everybody want to cut the legs off. King culture. Black man taking no loss. Yes. All right. Do you remember, where were you when I was walking? Right? Where were you before I was successful? Now I run the game, right? Extending the leg and the running metaphor. Got the whole world talking. King Kunta. Everybody wants to cut the legs off him, right? He's come from humble beginnings to the top of the game to being one of the most talked about artists who are out right now across the board music, not just in hip-hop. But, of course, when you ascend to these heights, you have people who are, you know, going to be hypercritical, people who are just straight-up haters, and people who don't believe you deserve that position. And this is him in more or less an aggressive way confronting those people throughout the song.
And in the Alex Haley story, the Kunta Kinte has his foot.
He has his foot chopped off. Yep.
Right. He had the choice: castration or have your foot cut off. And he chose to chose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. When,
so
yeah.
So that's the reference in the walking and the foot. And everybody's suicidal. They didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary. I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city. Everybody's screaming Compton. I should probably run for mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby. Whoa, whoa. So he talks about his neighborhood planting the flag.
And attaching himself to the lineage of Compton hip-hop. And a fun fact for those who may not know this, that bass line that we like so much, is so rich, is sampled, or interpolated at least, from a song by an artist named Mossberg, right? Mossberg is a deceased Compton rapper who died in 2000. The song was called Let's Get Naked, I believe, and it was produced by DJ Quick, who's another Compton rapping, producing legend. I think he intentionally attaches himself to that lineage.
How old would Kendrick Lamar have been when this song came out? Was it 14 years old?
Probably.
So he might have been 14 years old.
He might have been a young teenager.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, the usual experience with hip-hop and listening to stuff as a youth is like, my parents probably don't want me to hear this. This is really exciting. He's talking about sex and all these other taboo things that I'm not supposed to know about. This is amazing.
this is amazing.
This is amazing. I mean, that was my experience with hip-hop. I was like, holy, what? And I think, interestingly enough, this song is a wink and a nod to people who are really entrenched fans of Compton West Coast hip-hop, because Mossberg is a relatively obscure artist, you know. Within, he was a local hero, though, you know. He was someone who was eulogized by a number of different artists from the West Coast, but in general, most people don't know him. Now, this is Kendrick with the huge platform that he has, giving a wink and a nod to those who acknowledge this artist from his hometown, and really kind of, I mean, almost a wink and nod to his own youth at the same time.
We hear this rhythm, and we know this rhythm. We feel this beat. This beat has been running through music all through the 70s, 80s, 90s, in many different ways, shapes, and forms. Mossberg, you mentioned, and now here it is again. What is it about this bass line that underlines a song that's so deep, but usually is about fun and party?
Free your mind, and your ass will follow. I think... that is something that kind of speaks to what's happening here. I think the choice, the musical choice to use something that was very funky, very groovy, very groove heavy, is a very deliberate one. I think, again, one of the most interesting things about funk, as you know, pioneered by people like George Clinton and James Brown, is that it was something that was very visceral, you know, something that's very physical, right? But at the same time, if you listen to some of the lyrics and what's going on in some of the lyrics or whatever, it's actually very political, socially charged, and a little bit cerebral. And I think Kendrick is making a deliberate attempt to try to recreate that with a song like King Kunta.
And that "Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow" is, of course, from a 1970s funkadelic record. Great album title, amazing cover too. If anyone finds the gatefold in a, in a shop, grab it.
And there's a little refrain on this song where like, "Oh, we want the funk," and that's straight up from "Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker" from Parliament Funkadelic. Yeah. So yeah,
threads. I love it.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Tim, for joining us to talk about this, and we look forward to having more conversations with you on the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Timotep Aku of NPR Music joining us to talk about the cut from Kendrick Lamar called King Kunta. And let's let the song take us out, Bob.
Yeah, and for NPR Music, also I'd say it's Small Songs Considered.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence.